kept saying less and less and less and less. The more you realize, man, how healed we already are, and we're saying less and less and less and less. When you come to the knowledge, man, of how provided for that we already are, you might not have a quarter in your pocket. I got needs. I got some things I'm trying to do down here, man. I don't have a quarter in my pocket. But, boy, I got a God, man. I got treasure stored up in heaven, glory to God, man. And let me tell you something, boy, what a rod and a moth and corruption, man, can't do nothing with that, man. We're on a project down here, and one thing that I know 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 that I know, boy, that, man, God said that's his territory, man, and that's kingdom territory. And from that territory, man, he's going to reach, man, not only this community, man, but all the surrounding communities, man, in the state, in the country, in the world. Why? Because his word said this, man, this gospel of the kingdom that Jesus preached must be preached in all the world as a testimony to every nation. Then the end going to come. Oh, that's why the devil don't like me. I told you, I know what he meant by me when he said, I fought the beast of heaven. But the devil been doing everything he can to try to stop me. But my character, my nature, everything else. And, man, let me tell you something. I ain't got it all together, man. And this, something he had a right to try to accuse me of, man. But let me tell you, you can't stop what God is doing. Somebody can stop what Arthur's doing. Somebody can stop, man. You know, Arthur minister, but you can't stop the ministry of the Holy Ghost. You can't stop the kingdom ministry. How you going to? You can't stop the kingdom ministry of God from going forward. Bible said this man is. Unto us a child is born and a son is given, and he got a government on his shoulder. What a ruling authority. What ruling authority is there? He got the kingdom of heaven on his shoulder. When he came to this earth, baby, he came to bring back, man, that place, man, what Adam and them got put out of. You know that Garden of Eden that Adam and them got put out of? Maybe when Jesus Christ came in, that's what he had on his shoulder. He had, man, what was going on in that place. Before they ate out the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He brought that ruling authority. He brought that government back to the earth. Boy, that's what government is that, man? That ain't no democracy. That's what the king say. And that ain't no dictatorship either. That's what the king say. King who? King Jesus. Who said this? I only say what I hear my father say. And I only do what I see my father do. Buddy. I told you, man, when you God sent him, this is what God's doing. How you know we say? Because God saved you. How you know we healed? Because God healed us. How you know, man, we delivered? Because God delivered us. How you know we provided for us? Because God has provided for us already. That was over 2,000 years ago that Jesus Christ, God sent Jesus to the earth, man, to redeem our lives from that destruction and to crown us with loving kindness and tender mercy and, man, wash us, man, through our sins like scarlet, wash us white as snow. Boy, I pray for God, man, so that you could come back into that place and, man, see what the end result is and then start putting the pieces of the puzzle together with clarity and understanding, because you'll know what you're doing. You'll know who you are. You'll know where you come from. You'll know why you're here. You'll know what you can do. All things through Christ who will strengthen you. And you are nowhere you going to end up at. You are nowhere you headed at. But back to the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. Back into the literal presence of the Most High God. Back into being who God created us to be. Who sons and daughters of the Most High God. Ruling and reigning on the earth. Of doing it, being fruitful in it, multiplying in it, replenishing it, man, and making it on earth just like it is in heaven. And when it's all said and done, the Bible said this, the end. The end said this. Now, in the end of the book, the first two chapters in the Bible, at the end of the Bible, in the book of Revelation, chapter 20, it says, hey, that's after we've gone up to heaven, man, and the marriage supper that took place. That's something else for me to explain to you, but I just say it. We going to heaven. I didn't say we ain't going to heaven. We going there. That's where the marriage, that's where, man, God, he going to present us to his bride, to his father. And a wedding going to take place, baby. And we going to have a celebration, man, after the wedding, man, you know, and for 1,000 years. Now that that man, and other thing going to be going on too. But anyway, that's another story. After 1,000 years, baby, we coming back. The Bible say in the book, at the end of the book, the Bible say, behold, I saw a new heaven What you said this, the devil, the false prophet, the Antichrist, his, all the devil demons, and all those men that he persuaded to go with him, men to join in allegiance with him, to stay in allegiance with him, the Bible said he was cast into the lake of fire. The torment. Forever and ever and ever and ever. Never again to ever be a man to bring any more evil to light. Evil destroyed. The source of it destroyed. All the backers of it destroyed. And he said, behold, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. And I saw the holy city, who was the bride of Christ, and us, coming down. We are back to man, God's original plan and purpose for our life. And the whole earth was just like that Garden of Eden. The whole earth. And the Bible says, amen, and they shall reign on the earth forever. And this is the icing on the cake. And it said this, and the dwelling place of God was with the sons of man, was with all his children. In other words, boy, God was with us. Just like he was with Adam and Eve. In the cool of the day, fellowshipping with them. Unbroken fellowship. Watch this. Forever and ever and ever and ever. That's a done deal. He said, I say it again. He said, fix this in your heart. I'm God. And there's none like me. I declare the end from the beginning. I finish first. Then I start. Then I reveal to you, man, what's really going on and what I'm doing. That's why I've been sharing with you all this time, man, you know, about the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. For the whole year, we just laid down a foundation. What was the foundation, Arthur? That all of the kingdom of God and all of the kingdom of heaven is available to us. God's way of doing things and his righteousness is available to us. Listen, you don't have to do nothing. You don't have to do nothing to earn that. That's your inheritance. All those are gifts from God. Listen, all your sin and all the shortcomings and faults in your life is a result of one man's disobedience. I'm talking about Adam. When Adam did what he did, man, that means sin and death came upon all mankind. And thank God they're compassionate with them. Listen, you couldn't help but to sin. You was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Because, man, after Adam sinned, death passed unto him to all mankind. Separation from God. So you was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. You couldn't help but to do nothing but sin. That was your nature. But, boy, your father looked past all that, man. You see what he said and what he said about you. Not what the circumstance, situation, and symptoms said about you. Circumstance, situation, and symptoms tell you you ain't no good. You're a sinner. You this, you that, you know, all that. But, boy, that ain't what God said. And God found Adam and them men. They did what they did, and they were running and hiding. God come living for them. I'm sure what it was. And the first thing, man, they said, well, Lord, we was afraid because we were naked, unclothed, unrighteous. And God said, who told you that? That God's first reply, who told you that? Who told you that you're not saved? Who told you, man, that you're not blessed of God? Who told you, man, that you're not the offspring of God? Who told you that you're not the loved of God, the beloved of God? Who told you? Who told you that person ain't no good, that person ain't no, and this ain't that one, and this and all that? Who told you all them things about mankind? Because it ain't what I see. No, you lining your words up, man, with what the devil is important, and what are you doing? So you literally come like abs and pausing in, man. And instead of speaking life, you're speaking death, and don't even know it. God said, hey, that's all right, that's your nature, that's your character, and everything else. But he told Adam them something, like I've been telling y'all. I promise you, brother, I'm going to put you out of this garden, but I ain't going to leave you, and I ain't going to forsake you. And one day I'm coming myself, and I'm going to redeem your life from the destruction and restore back to you everything that you lost. Well, that day that he said, man, when he told Adam that one day I'm coming myself, he did that 2,000 years ago in the person of his son, Jesus Christ. and redeemed our lives from that destruction. All them things that you see Jesus doing and everything else that you hear the sermon and message about, that's the gospel of Jesus. But if you're not careful, man, you'll get preoccupied with death and never get to the end. There's a purpose why, man, you're already saved. There's a reason why you're already healed. There's a reason why, man, we already provided for and delivered. We ain't just saved, man, just to be wandering around here, man, having church and then... We saved, man, so that we could come back into Genesis chapter 1 and 2 and what was going on in there. Our sin was separated us from our Father and from our sovereignty and dominion and our atmosphere and environment, man, that comes from the literal presence of the Lord. Because in that place is where we can, man, fulfill our purpose and destiny. From that place. When God told them to be fruitful and multiply and everything else, he planted that garden and he placed them in that place. And from that place, he told them to do it. This is the only way, man, we can fulfill God's purpose and destiny for our lives. We got to get back into that place. I've been sharing with you, and I hope you get a little water on the sea. Hey, listen, when Adam and them got put out of that place, then God put flaming swords there, man, angels with flaming swords there, so that man could not get back into that place and eat off that tree of life and live forever in that state. But God put them angels there, man, so that Adam and them couldn't get back in there. But in the fullness of time, God sent forth his son. And when his son came and did what he did, he told them angels that had the flame of swords, hey, y'all can go it on back up. Your assignment is complete. And God removed them flaming swords, man, and put a door there that don't have no lock on it. It's an open door. For the moment, a spot that's a delightful place with an open door into the literal presence of the Lord. Eden. I told you Adam knew it as Eden. Noah knew it as the ark. Everything was all right when Adam then was in Eden. It wasn't until they got put out. Everything was all right when Noah then was in the ark. Hey, listen. Abraham knew that the promised land. And his descendants and his children, they knew it as a promised land. David, he knew it as, man, the secret place of the Most High God. Well, you can abide in the shadow of the Almighty. It don't matter what's going on around you, baby. You know that you know that you know that God is with you and his plan and purpose for your life and that his counsel is going to stand. Man, you'll just be sweet. You'll just keep on becoming. You know, he's with you even in death. When our loved one leaves, man, listen, that's all the devil wants us to grieve and be unhappy and everything else. Man, your loved one comes from God. And your loved one, man, going back to God. They're going back to God. They're going back to where they came from. Well, so they could get back into that original place that God has for their life. They just are waiting up. We saw them grief and holler and hooping and cry and hope that we could get them back. And that's natural. That's human nature. That's a natural thing. But that ain't what God wants you to be. He wants you to know that everything all right. You just can't touch a man with your hand and see him with your physical eye, but you can touch him with your spiritual hand. You can touch him. You can see him with your spiritual eyes. You can communicate with them, man, in the spirit, man. It was in your soul and in your emotion and in your attitude. Man, you think they want to be grieving when up there they know everything is all right? They can't wait till we get there. And then when they leave, man, we down here grieving and crying and everything else. Well, we ought to be rejoicing. That they where we are, they are where we are headed. Or where we all trying to get to. But I know that's natural for us to grieve when our loved ones. That's human nature. But I'm talking about men ruling and reigning even over there. We might endure for a night, but baby, when you realize that everything all right, man, you don't weep no more, man. Joy come up. Oh, yeah, we miss them, and we love them, man. And sometimes, man, you know, we just miss them, man, and want to see them and want to touch them. But as far as, man, being grieved and oppressed by that, man, and everything, no. Because I come to set the captives free. I come to heal a broken hearted. I come to say that liberty to all those who are bound. and I'm going to give you everlasting life. How they going to die if they got everlasting life? They ain't dying. That death to us is not a termination of life. It's a transition of life. But we going, man, from glory to glory to glory to glory until we get, man, back to the literal presence of the Lord. All that, man, that's the end. And everything that's taking place, man, in our lives today, we're becoming that. Well, what he said. What he said, let's make man in our image and our likeness, and let's give them dominion, power, control, and influence. So God made us in his image and likeness. In his image and likeness, he created us. Male and female, he created us. And he blessed us. That's a powerful word right there. Again, he placed on the inside of us before he even released us to the market, the potential to fulfill that God-given purpose and destiny. Just like before they released an automobile to the market out there, the manufacturer already tested and make sure that they could fulfill its purpose. It already had built on the inside of it all the components, everything that they had need of to fulfill its purpose. What its purpose is for transportation. So, man, they know that they got to move and transport, man, us and things, man. So they build on the inside of it, man, the potential to fulfill this purpose. If we're going to be transporting 8 people, they build it to that. If we're going to be transporting, man, 16 people, they build it to that. If we're going to be transporting, man, large commodity, they build a big truck. and they put on the inside of it the potential to fulfill its purpose. Before they put it on the market, before they release it out here to the consumer, same thing God did when he said he blessed us. In the wilderness, man, we lost it. In Christ Jesus, man, we can come back into that. We have been restored back to that. I'm going to say it again. Here's the message to you today. God is saying to all of us, stop trying to get saved and be saved. Stop trying to get healed and just be healed. Stop trying to get delivered and just be delivered. Stop trying to get, man, provision, man, and just be provided for, man. How you do that, Arthur, man? Continue to seek first, not second, not that. That's what we miss today. We do everything else. He said, seek first, man, what God is doing and his way of doing that. You know why people don't know that, man? Because they ain't seeking that. They're going after everything else. We're going after doctrines. We're following, man, you know, denominations. We're following religious rituals and ceremonies and traditions and all those things. And all those things we mean well, and those are good things. But again, the devil's most successful tactic against us, the mighty men and women of the Most High God, is to preoccupy us with those good things. All those good things about Jesus that I tell you about, all that's good things. But boy, the great thing is this, man. You got to receive that for that it is. But this message was this. As I am, so are you. You want to know how your life supposed to be and how you're supposed to be living on earth, man? Look at me and watch me and check me out. That's why that voice came down from heaven and said, hey, listen, this is my beloved son. You hear it with all the prophets and everything else here. But hear him. This one right here, you hear him. You might have heard what the other prophet said, man, but this one right here, receive, not don't just hear, but receive that. The boy living, he got a message. And that message that he got, boy, the greatest message of all time. What's that message, man? All of the kingdom of heaven, your inheritance that you lost in Adam, your righteousness, your peace, your joy, your prosperity, man. You don't be no use. You think God don't want us blessed? In every area of our life, not only man, that man, man, but you don't have to seek out the prosperity. Those things to be added unto us. I say, I don't take no thought, man, of how I'm going to get this done down here, man. You know, sometimes the enemy try to get me concerned, man, because sometimes we take our eyes off of Jesus. But, man, my God should supply all I need. He got a people. Hey, baby, he got a people. Hallelujah. He who have begun a good work, he's going to complete it. As far as I'm concerned, that's a done deal. I've been working toward it. It's just becoming what it already is. It's a done deal. Same thing in our life, man. And listen, let me just clarify something. Everybody say, well, that don't mean, listen, but you got to receive that. If you don't receive that, then, man, even though you're saved, you stay lost. You live lost. And you live unfulfilled lives. If you're not careful, man, when you die, your spirit will go back to God. But if you join in alignment with what the devil is doing and become an antichrist or against what God is doing, then, man, you know your soul could end up in hell. That's you, your own self. But, boy, you get in on what God is doing. Though your sins be like scarlet, all you got to do is get in on what God is doing. In other words, put your life on the potter's wheel. Who's the potter? Your Father in heaven. Who's the clay? You. What your response is, can the clay say to the potter, why have you made me this way? No, your responsibility is to say, yes, Lord. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done. You mean to tell me, man, that I'm saved already? Here I am, man, trying to do all these things. I'm really going to start trying to do things now, man, because I know I'm saved already. I'm going to really start trying to keep your commandment, not Lord, and what your word say, not Lord, not because I'm trying to get saved, but because I love you. Why? Because I found out that you love me. You love me so much that you sent your only begotten son, man, to pay the penalty for my sins so that I might then be saved and have a way back into the Garden of Eden so that I could eat off the tree of life forever and ever and ever. That's why you're saved. That's why you're healed. That's why you're delivered. That's why you provided for her. So you could come back, man, into the presence of the Lord and eat off, man, all the trees in the garden, and most important, the tree of life. Forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Eat out the tree of peace. Eat out the tree of joy. Eat out the tree of provision. Eat out the tree of deliverance. Eat out the tree for whatever you have need of, man. Healing is in the lead of the tree. They just eat out the trees, man. I'm talking about you're walking not only healing, but divine health. And then to top it off, man, you say, and listen, and the tree of life. What's the tree of life? That's the message that Jesus Christ preached. What's the tree of life? That's God's word. That's what God said. Not what Adam said. Not what Jeremiah said. Not what none mankind said. You know, that's all in there. But I'm talking about what God said. That's the tree of life. What God said, let's make man just like us. And let's give them dominion. And let's bless them so they can fulfill their God-given purpose and destiny. Come what may. Even if they get sidetracked, even if they get put out of this place, hey, baby, they coming back. Why? Because my counsel going to stand. I done said it, said the Lord. And if I said it, it's a done deal. If I spoke it, they're going to come and pay it. I'm the Alpha and the Omega. Now, what I got to do, Arthur, what we got to do, man, what you got to do, man, is not only hear this word, man, but receive it. What you mean receive it, Arthur? Grab a hold to it. Siege it. And place it in your possession. Grab a hold to what? I am saved. Grab a hold to what? I am healed. Grab a hold to what? My God will supply all my needs. Grab a hold to what? He will deliver me from all the snares and traps and onslaughts of the devil, from Satan and sin itself. He will. He has already delivered me. And I'm just being set free day by day by day, line up on line, precept upon precept, little by little, becoming who I already am. God's offspring, God's son, God's child, created in his image and his likeness, learning how to rule and reign and take my place, man, my original place, and start putting this puzzle together. That's why I'm on this broadcast. That's why God sent me into your home, into your automobile and everything else, man, through this radio broadcast, man, to tell you that he loves you. He loved you so much that he looked past all your faults and mistakes, man, and he saw your need. You needed a Savior. So he sent you a Savior. You needed a healer. So he sent you a healer. You needed a deliverer. So he sent you a deliverer. You needed a provider. So he sent you a provider. And that provider came and did all that he had to do, man, to clean you up so that all that he sent him to do for you, that you can receive it, is your inheritance. Come, he's saying, you who are blessed of your Father, and inherit all of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you before the foundations of this world. This counsel is going to stand, boy, this is what he chose for you even before he thought that first. That was in his mind, everything else, and then he spoke it. Hello. So you said, but good God, I told you again, I say this all the time, our eyes ain't seen, and our ears ain't heard, nor has it entered into our heart all the great and mighty things that our Father in heaven has in store, hallelujah, for you and I. And we don't have to wait until the sweet by and by to start getting it. Start putting them pieces to the puzzle together. How you do that, Arthur, man? Start, man, getting, man, in the Word, man. Start getting, man, in the ministry that's going to feed you, man, with nourishment and admonition, man, of the Lord. That will feed you the milk of the Word of your baby, you know, in parables and cereals, man, on up to, man, where you can, man, eat, man, adult food and everything else. Knowing how to allow God, man, to build you up and give you your inheritance. That's what my prayer is. And that's what I desire to be in your life. God, Paul said this in the book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 32. He said, brother, I commend you unto the word of God's grace, which is able to build you up, not just hype you up like our messages do. Thank God for that. But I'm talking about build you up so that you can get your inheritance, all of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for us before the foundation of the world. Man, Arthur, that's yours. Man, Arthur, right now. What I got to do, Arthur? Receive it. Grab a hold to it, receive it, and place it in your possession. And then, man, now start learning how to live in it. I say, listen, my time is up, and we'll take this up next week, but let me just end with this. When you come into the kingdom, you don't know how to walk, and you don't know how to talk, and you don't know how to live in this kingdom. You know how to talk and walk and live in this world and religion and everything, but in the kingdom, you don't know. You're a little bitty baby. Jesus called it born again. You're a little bitty baby, even though you're 60, 70 years old, even though you've been in church, even though you've been a believer. When you come into the kingdom, you're born again. When you receive the word of God, that engrafted seed, when you receive that seed and it incubates on the inside of you, man, your spirit, man, come alive. And you say, yes, I am saved. Yes, I am here. Even though it don't be that way, man, even though it don't seem that way, even though the body don't say that way, and the circumstance situation don't say that, man, hey, man, you start speaking God's word, man, and you are turning them dry bones, man. Can they live? Yes, they can live. The word of God will change sickness into health. It'll change poverty into wealth. It'll change, man, death into life. It's the most powerful force in the universe, what the king said. It's the law of life that's in Christ Jesus. And that law, man, has already set us free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, the Mosaic law, through the weakness of the natural man, God sent his son. Made in the likeness of the sinful man, man, and condemned sin so that you and I, man, can come back into the presence of the Most High God. That's all God wants. He just want to hang out with his children. He just want to fellowship with you. He just want to commune with you. He just want to raise you up and teach you and nurture you himself. He's your father, and you his little bitty baby. And all he want to do, man, is just love on you and grow you up, man, so that you can get all your inheritance. Because an heir, as long as he's a child, is under governing tutor. He's still like a little sibling. All that is his, but he under governing tutor. That's what God is doing through this broadcast. Training you. Training for reigning. Teaching you who you really are and sharing with you who you really are and sharing with all those who will receive, man, who you really are, where you really come from, what you really can do, what you really have, and where you really head. Listen, I love you with the love of the Lord. And, man, I want you to know that, man, if you stay tuned into this broadcast, man, let me tell you something, boy, God's going to bless you tremendously. You're going to be filled with the knowledge of God's word and God's will, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding, and you're going to know what is the hope of your calling. So, man, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you stay tuned to this broadcast. It's sent by God, man, to empower you, to bless you. Listen, my wife, Gail, and I and my family, we love you with the love of the Lord, agape love, unconditional love, forever and ever and ever. Be saved, be healed, be delivered, and be provided for, because you are. I love you.